my heart. The members of Alcoholics Anonymous offered me a gift of life. I found myself willing, and after some weeks of just showing up, I began to believe that this program could work for me. The next 6 months were spent in AA meetings every single day, at least one, sometimes two or three. I found a wonderful, patient sponsor who helped me to work the steps and practice the principles. During the 6 months of evaluation by the clinic, I was given a blood test at least weekly, sometimes randomly, to validate that I was not drinking. I had weekly meetings with the psychiatrist on the transplant team. My family members attended some of those meetings, and the doctor also had contact with my sponsor. Another mandate was that I enter some type of psychotherapy with a professional, either group or individual sessions. This, too, was not something I would have chosen for myself, but it has turned out to be a very positive force in my life. At the time of the evaluation, there had to be evidence that I was doing everything possible to assure my continued sobriety. After a 6-month period, I was officially listed as a candidate for a liver transplant. By the time my name was placed on the transplant waiting list, I had become very sick. My liver had progressively continued to shut down, and the official wait had really just begun. I had no way of knowing how long it would be before a suitable organ would become available, or how long it would be before I rose to the top of the list. At times, I felt resentful of the selection process, the tests, the close supervision of my AA program, and the seemingly endless wait. Unquestionably, it was only because of the program